And now this is the grody detailed geology. This is all Sinope, right? And then you have this little shale called the Specs Ferry. So this is Galena, Decorah, Platteville, right? All dolomite. Then you have another shale, and then you have a well in the sandstone. And the reason I'm going into all this grody detail is look at those water levels. In the upper Sinope, the water level is like 110. In the St. Peter, it's 920. Groundwater wants to flow from higher water level elevation to lower. The fact that you get that much of a head separation is because it's really hard to get through that shale, okay? So here's what water levels look like over time. The details are not hugely important. This goes from June of 2020 to August, to the end of 2021. The main thing I want to show you is that, again, recharge happens really quickly when we have like a melt event, okay? So your aquifer is behaving in that way, very similar to the aquifer in eastern Wisconsin. Has anybody heard of the Southwest Wisconsin Geology and Groundwater Study? Okay, so this was initiated by your three counties, Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette. The counties provided the funding plus the Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance. When this project was started, Ken Bradbury and Mark Borchardt were not yet retired. Ken is another groundwater scientist like me. Mark is a microbiologist. And then there's me and Joel. And we actually sort of finished this up because these guys retired. Anyway, so the reason the study was initiated is, you know, if you look countywide, it looks like, oh, there's a really bad bacteria problem. But in reality, there just weren't that many samples from Grant or from Lafayette counties. And so one of the primary goals of the project was just what is the extent of groundwater contamination in these three counties? And this is modeled exactly on what we did in the Kewaunee report. So there's about 16,000 wells in the three counties altogether, right, private wells. And then we randomly selected for the first round of sampling about 300 wells, and for the second round of sampling, a little over 500 wells, okay? So that's just to see, like, what is the extent of nitrate and bacteriological contamination? If the wells had high bacteria or nitrate, and there was, like, 126 and 147, then from those wells where we knew there were problems, we selected wells to look for whether there was fecal contamination of the aquifer and what was the source of that fecal contamination. Okay, so step one, extent of contamination. We sampled in November of 2018 and April of 2019, number of wells sampled. We had pretty high total coliforms in that first sampling round. Thankfully, not very many fecal coliforms. About 16% had high nitrate. By high nitrate, that means above the drinking water standard of 10 milligrams per liter of nitrate as nitrogen.